In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado's coronavirus case rates are growing exponentially, and Governor Jared Polis has issued an executive order for hospitals to provide guidelines on managing bed capacity. Polis acknowledged the grim numbers at a press conference this afternoon.
These are our darkest days as a nation. They are our darkest days as a state. It's going to take all of us working together to get through the weeks and months ahead.
But Polis stopped short of issuing a stay-at-home order as other states did today. Polis said Coloradans should be motivated to limit personal interactions by a duty to protect vulnerable loved ones. Another lockdown in Colorado could put many restaurants at risk of closure. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Roughly one quarter of restaurants would shut down permanently within a month of a stay-at-home order. That's according to a new survey from the Colorado Restaurant Association. About 80% said they would be forced to close within 6 months. The pandemic has taken an enormous toll on the state's restaurants. Revenues are down 40% from last year, and more than 63,000 jobs have been lost. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Mesa County's largest school district says it's moving nearly all middle schools to remote learning until after the Thanksgiving break. For now, Fruita has the only middle school that's continuing in-person learning. Yesterday, District 51 announced that all high schools there will also go remote until after the break. Elementary schools remain in person for now. You're listening to CPR News.